Hey everyone, welcome to my podcast. This is Patty Valenzuela, the senior pastor of Ignite Movement Church in El Paso, Texas. Thank you for joining me. I hope this helps you and encourages you and helps you become all that you were created to be. Enjoy the message.
Welcome back, everybody. We are here recording our podcast, and it's myself, David, and I have Patty with me, and we're doing a really quick podcast right now for you, a little nugget, and it's going to be about the glory of God. Now, if you're anything like myself, when you hear that, at least in the past, I would be like, oh, great, something I'm not going to understand. I would think of the glory as something super mystical, something kind of unattainable for myself, and just something I really... If it would happen, I wouldn't be able to tell you. I was just wow. Kind of blown away by it. Like, and I really never liked hearing about it because it just kind of confused me. And it made me, I honestly felt like I could never enter into it, whatever it is. You know what I mean?
Wow.
That's how I felt about it. So, Patty, what is it? What is it? What is it not? What are we looking at?
The glory of God. That's like you can't do a 10-minute podcast yeah. with the glory of God is it's amazing. And I get you. I understand you, because when we say the glory of God, it just seems so mystical and so out there and so like it's the glory of God. You know, sometimes we can't articulate it or we don't understand it, but it's really not. And I want to talk in these next 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. Regarding the glory of God and how it speaks out of Isaiah chapter 60. And I think it's so crucial, because one of the things that we've been experiencing, and you can vouch for this, is the glory of God very strong
very
in our
strong.
Services
yeah, strong.
To the point where people, the manifestations that are occurring in our services are quite supernatural and incredible and miraculous.
Profound.
And very profound, very deep, the heart. Yeah, I'll hear things like, you know, people experience all kinds of manifestations. People are healed, transformed. And it's like a quick discipleship, if you will,
yeah.
in people, because the heart really transforms in those moments. And so something, yes, in our personal ministry, and I know that it happened in some of our other churches where we've even heard the one in Australia has had a crazy supernatural, just divine visitations of his glory. And it's, you know, we do see it. We see it from a mystical perspective, or we could, and we don't quite understand it. And, something that I know that the Word of God speaks about is that there's going to be a latter glory. And we are seeing in those times that his presence is going to increase. The Bible says that with wickedness, it's going to increase, but his grace and his presence will abound that much more. So there is going to be an increase, and we should be seeing that now. I love the times that we're living in. It's like bittersweet,
yeah.
Violent, but yet glorious. And I wanted to do this short podcast because I believe that we all should be shifting towards that. I believe the church should be shifting towards those type of manifestations. We're going to see them. We're going to experience them even more. They're increasing. People will say to me, just Wednesday, you can vouch for yeah. this. Sundays, I mean, the presence is almost, you could feel it. So tangible.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's praying for anybody. Nobody's laying hands on anybody. Sometimes I'll just be in the service and people will come in and they've heard angels or just, and it's nothing weird. It's,
yeah.
you know, we're not some weird people that are, you know, seeing, you know, all kinds of strange manifestations. I
just
mean, everything,
to see them, it's, yeah, there's substance.
They're real,
yeah.
exactly. They're real testimonial things, whether it be a healing in the body or whether it be a deliverance. I'll be ministering the altar and you could hear the people. I mean, you'll hear newcomers that perhaps have never been up under a presence like that. You'll hear them either screaming and, you know, or, and it's not, it's really not weird. It's just part of the ministry of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
One of the scriptures, Isaiah chapter 60, it says, "Arise, shine, for your light has come. And the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn." And I'll skip over in a little bit, but I want to talk about the glory, because something that has been happening to me is it is almost like the birthing of that latter glory, where the glory of God is really God's, his presence being manifested. It's God himself. And there are benefits when the glory of God comes. So in other words, it's God in his different facets. It's God in the presence that is so tangible that God can deliver, heal, and do different things at the same time. And so the glory of the Lord can be defined as beauty of God. So it's God's beauty.
That makes sense.
And when glory of God comes upon our life, it's really the beauty of God. It's his glory. And so there are benefits to the glory of God. And so when we say, oh, the glory manifested, well, what were the benefits of that?
Right.
Number one, it's very attractive, the glory of God. It's, think about the beauty of God. I mean, just think about that.
Yeah.
What does the beauty of God look like? But it also, and if you look and you skip over to verse 19, it says, the sun will no more be your light by day. Look at that. The sun will be no more your light by day. Well, we depend on the sun to be the light by day. It says, nor will the brightness of the moon shine on you, for the Lord will be your everlasting light, and your God will be your glory. So I want to talk about the glory of God real quick from this perspective, that light, because we just read that the sun is no longer going to be the light by day, nor the moon by night. And then it says, for the Lord, look what it says, and your God will be your glory. It says, for the Lord will be your everlasting light, and God will be your glory. So when you speak of glory, you're speaking of light, because light and glory are synonymous. Mm-hmm. You know, so when the glory comes, light comes. Now, if I were to define glory, or some of the words that are synonymous to glory, I can say it's brilliance, splendor, God's majesty, God's light shining. So the light of God, God is light, because the Bible says he's light. We need light for direction. So when the glory of God comes, direction comes. You're able to see. In other words, the realm of revelation starts to come. We were able to see with clarity. You can walk into, before you walked into a service, you had confusion. You lacked clarity. You walk into a service that's full of the glory of God and his presence is being manifested there, there will be clarity. Confusion will dissipate, will leave your life. So these are the benefits of the glory of God. So when glory comes upon your life and we start to live in that realm of the glory of God, and how do we live in that realm? Well, through worship, as we worship God, through prayer. How do you live in that realm? How do you get there? Through holiness, through prayer. Because believe it or not, but holiness is actually a synonym for glory.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And so in the scripture, you know, worship, look at what it says. It says, worship God in the beauty of holiness. And so glory brings beauty also. Beauty attracts. It's attractive. The beauty of God comes upon your life. And when it comes upon your life, you're attractive. Glory makes you attractive. Glory makes you younger.
Yeah.
Glory makes you very attractive. You know, somebody who enters into the glory of God, all of a sudden they're attractive. People are attracted to you.
I'm gonna humble brag on our church real quick. That's a common observation of people who don't come to church here. They say, all of you guys look young.
It's so true. Everybody says that. Come to Ignite Movement. Yeah. The glory of God will definitely manifest and make you look young, get rid of all those crazy wrinkles. So the glory is light. And the more glory that we allow in our lives, the more glory we allow in our churches, the more glory we allow in our ministries, the more we engage in the glory realm through worship, the more light comes. Mm-hmm. And so darkness starts to evacuate. The more light comes, more glory, more light, more glory, more light. And so the more understanding, the more revelation that you're going to have, more knowledge, more insight, more clarity, more wisdom that you're going to have. And so as the realm of the glory starts to increase, so will light, so will clarity. There's going to be now more direction. Yeah. You didn't know what to do. You come into the realm of glory. Now you know what to do. You came in and you felt very dumbfounded. You felt very confused. You felt fogginess in your mind. You come into the realm of the glory of God. Clarity starts to come into your life. And so you won't stumble. You won't be able to stumble when you live in the realm of the glory of God. It's very hard to stumble in the darkness because there's no darkness there. Glory is light. And so the more discernment that you're going to start to have, supernatural light. So there's benefits to this glory of God. It's not natural light. And so in verse 20, look what it says in verse 20. It says, your sun will never set again. Your moon will waste no more. The Lord will be your everlasting light, and your days of sorrow will end. Mm-hmm. So where there's a realm of glory, there's going to be a realm of joy.
Yeah.
So wherever you see glory, joy is always connected to the glory. There's not going to be any more gloom. There's no sadness. Darkness is always connected to sadness.
Yeah.
Darkness is always connected to gloominess. Darkness is always connected to depression. There's so many people that have committed suicide, that are depressed, they're discouraged. Listen, when you start to get into the realm of the glory of God, darkness has to evacuate. Light comes and joy comes. So where there is light, there is joy. Where there is glory, there is joy. And so light is always connected to joy. You know, if you look at glory, it brings insight. It brings clarity. Think about all the benefits. It brings joy. It brings clarity. It brings revelation. So the design of God for the church itself, you are the church, I am the church. God's design was for us to be a habitation of God, God himself. And so the habitation of God's glory. In other words, we are called to be glory carriers. And so if I carry the realm of the glory of God, which is God can manifest, he manifests in me. I carry his glory. I carry his presence. The more presence I allow inside of my life, the more joy, the more light, the more revelation. And so I become a habitation of God's glory. So everywhere I go, you become this habitation of the glory of God. I illuminate. I bring wisdom. I bring insight. I bring revelation. I bring excellency. And so you think about it. We should be full. When we have the glory of God, we should be full of God's brilliance, God's revelation, God's insight, God's light, God's wisdom, God's understanding, God's direction. Now, when you have Ichabod, you know, Ichabod means when the glory left, the glory lifted off of you. You're no longer a glory, a presence carrier. You're no longer carrying the presence of God. You start to lose light. So people who start stepping out of the realm of glory, you lose light. You start to lose understanding. You lose clarity. You lose illumination. So what's the opposite of that? Darkness, confusion, depression, loneliness, gloominess. You have no direction, no sense of direction. You have no revelation of things. The Bible says that the Lord will enlighten my candle. So the spirit of man is a candle to the Lord. And so your spirit is like a candle. God comes with his presence and he turns on the candle. And so now you're light. So when the presence leaves you, now you're going to see darkness. When the presence departs from you, when there's Ichabod, why? Because of sin, because you separated yourself from God, because you're in disobedience, because there's rebellion, you're in a dead church. You know, it's important to be in a church that is very much alive and carries the glory of God. And so wherever you see all of that and you see light, you see glory, you're a carrier of that, that's where healing comes. Prosperity is there. Deliverance is there. Prayer is there. Breakthrough is there. Insight is there. Dark. Look at all the benefits of the glory of God. As you worship God, he illuminates you. And so it comes, all of that comes as a result of the glory of God. How? Through worshiping God. Now, you know our church is a worshiping church. Mm-hmm. We are worshipers. I'm a worshiper. I can worship hours.
It was about an hour on Wednesday. We praised for maybe 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And we worship for
close and because the glory just fell on us, and it's so easy to just enter there. And people will say, oh my gosh, the service was so quick. It almost feels like it was just that moment. So when glory comes, you start to have this understanding and it increases. You know, Jesus told Peter when he received revelation, he said, you are, Jesus said this to Peter. Well, when Peter said to Jesus, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus said, man didn't reveal that to you. But it was the Spirit. And so revelation causes greater blessings to come upon your life. Think about that. So if you're in a realm of glory, you're going to have things revealed to you. You'll be reading the Bible, something gets revealed to you. You'll be listening to something, something gets revealed to you. You'll come to church, things are being revealed to you. And so think about revelation. Revelation always causes greater blessings to fall upon your life. Ignorance, when you're ignorant about something, you ignorance is always connected to darkness. But revelation is always connected to the light. Prosperity is connected to the light. Beauty is connected to the light. Holiness is connected to the light. Wisdom, power, light, revelation. Wisdom brings honor. Think about all those benefits. It brings honor. It brings riches. It brings wealth. So when you're in the realm of the glory, it has to bring wealth. It has to bring riches. According to Proverbs chapter 4, wealth is the benefit of the glory of God. There isn't a person that's not listening to me that doesn't want to be wealthy. Well, the benefit of the glory of God, one of the benefits of the glory of God is prosperity, riches, wealth, according to Proverbs chapter 4. So we need glory and we need light for where the times that we are living in. We cannot be ignorant. We cannot be in darkness. We have to come to the light. We have to come and seek the glory of God. And he says, arise and shine. In other words, you've been down. You've been downcast. You've been in the dark too long. You've been gloomy too long. It's time to go and enter into the glory of God. How do you do that? Through worship. Worship your Father. Worship your God. And there are so many benefits that are going to come upon your life. You'll be illuminated. You're not no longer walking in some ignorant path or in confusion or in fogginess or in mental fogginess, lacking clarity. But rather, when you walk in the glory of God, it comes and it brings all these increases of benefits in your life. Blessings start to be poured over your life. Not to mention, it feels good to be in the presence of God. You know, peace comes. I mean, it's God himself that stepped in and just manifested himself. That's why somebody in the way back, I mean, you could be we can have a prayer meetings, right? Or we can be in the glory of God. He says, 1,000 people can be in that room. The front person in the front can need deliverance. The person in the back can need healing. And God is doing that all at the same time. And and that is God's glory. And so from the perspective of light, God is light. We have to understand that if we are walking in dark times, because we are walking in dark times, we need the glory of God to shine like never before. We need to be light to the earth. We have to be glory carriers once again. We have to have a capacity, make room, surrender, be broken before your Father so that you're able to carry this glory. Be holy before, sanctify yourself, separate yourself. The times that we are living in, we cannot be playing church. We cannot be saying, you know, I can have a little bit of church and a little bit of the word. You can't. God was never neutral. God was always specific. And he said, you're either sheep or wolf. You're either tear or you're wheat. You're either hot or you're cold. You either want the blessing or you want the cursing. You're either in darkness or you are in the light. There is no gray. There is no blurred. You are either one or you are the other. You are either saved or you're a sinner. Yeah. I mean, it's that clear. And so when the times that we are living in, we cannot be playing church. We cannot have some little service and then just go back out and do whatever we think that we can do. We have to be a righteous people. So for glory to increase in our lives, there has to be a separation, a holiness in our lives, that we have to be worshipers. We have to want to seek God, not just on Sundays, not just during service, but we are seekers of God's presence. We seek the presence of God and he rewards us. He says he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hebrews chapter 6. So he rewards us. And so we have to be a people that want the glory of God. You know, I encourage you, if you're listening to me and you say, you know, I've been out of the presence of God. That is a horrible place to find yourself in. Yeah. You will have no insight, no direction, no clarity. You will have no light. You will be ignorant. You will have no blessings. That's where darkness resides. That's where poverty lives. And so I just encourage you, no breakthrough will be there. Breakthrough is where there is light. So I just want to encourage you, and I want to pray for every person, David, right now. If you have anything to say.
Yeah, you know what? Before the podcast, I didn't know how to describe to you what Wednesday was like. I was kind of at a loss for words, but that scripture really described it. It was just kind of like, because I'm an information junkie. I love information. So it's like, I'll check out the news. I'll check out what's going on online, you know, and it's easy to be overwhelmed by just all the chaos in the world. And it's like, man, what the heck is, like, you know, I've been very fact-based and just kind of like, it can be very stressful, you know?
Yeah.
And then, like, my new job is a little bit stressful and some of the stuff that we see. And it's like, we stepped in on Wednesday and it was just like an X factor, like something that just changed the whole game. And it's like, and that script, Isaiah 60, it just kind of, it perfectly described what it was like. It's like, okay, yeah, I know everything's like not the greatest, but yeah, I'm here now and everything's better. And it's just something that, I don't know, it's indescribable. I mean, you have to experience it.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you understand me, and if you're listening to this and you've experienced the glory of God, I'm sure you'll understand me as well. But if you haven't, don't feel like you're excluded from it, or it's something that you can't experience. It's something that not only, like, God wants you to experience it. It's something he would withhold.
It's a last day promise to all of us. Mm-hmm. He's going to release the latter day rain and the latter day glory. And so we are experiencing it ourselves. There's been such an increase in the presence of God over our lives. And because we're, you know, really thirsty and hungry for it. And I don't necessarily think that it's, you know, necessarily like something that, you know, for a select few. Right. I believe it's for everybody. Yeah, and so I'm going to pray for everybody, you know. If you're there and listening to me, I just, you know, I want to release the presence of God over your life. If you're maybe have strayed, or you've gotten cold in the things of God, or maybe things have become blurred in your life, you've maybe just stepped out of that presence for whatever reason, whether you became disobedient, I just encourage you to go back to that presence. He's there. He's waiting for you. He's a loving daddy. He wants to manifest himself in his beauty. Glory is his beauty, and he wants to manifest his beauty over your life. He wants you to be a glory carrier. So I just want to pray for everybody right now, just at the sound of my voice, just repeat this prayer with me. I want you to say, Father, I ask you to forgive me. I am so sorry if I have strayed from you, if I have not desired your presence, if I have stepped out of your presence, if I've been consumed with my own agenda as opposed to looking and searching for you. Today I repent with all of my heart, and I ask you, Jesus, that you would restore me to your presence. I want your glory. I want to experience your manifested presence every day of my life. I want to live in the realm of your glory, your splendor, your brilliance, your beauty. I want to experience the light. I want to live in the light. Father, I ask you that you would restore me back to your presence today. And I repent. I turn away from everything that is straying me or that is coming between your presence and me. Today I repent with all of my heart, and I ask that you restore me back to that beautiful presence. Increase the presence in my life. In the mighty name of Jesus, I ask this. Amen and amen. Father, I just pray for every person listening to me, and I declare that the glory of God will begin to increase in every single person's life. I declare that the presence of God will be manifested even right now as I'm praying. I pray, Father, that there are people that perhaps are hungry, have not felt you. Today, I just pray in Jesus' name a release of your presence over them. And I pray that that presence will start to increase to such an extent that they become glory carriers wherever they go. I thank you, Father, that you're shedding light on those that have had darkness, on those that have not been able to see clear, on those that have been confused. Father, we just declare in Jesus' mighty name that you are opening the eyes and that you're bringing clarity, and the glory of God, Father, is shining upon them. I ask this in the name of Jesus. Release that presence over them. Restore them back to the presence in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And looks like we broke our 10-minute time limit a little bit, but I think that's all right. I think you'll be okay with that. Anyone who's listening, I'm sure you were absolutely blessed by it. We enjoyed every single second of this podcast. Like I always mention, you can always check out Patty's book, Passionate Pursuit. English, Spanish,
what Italian?
Italian.
It's getting ready to be translated in Hindi.
Hindi, oh wow.
And German.
And German. Mm-hmm. So if you know anybody who speaks those languages, you know, let them know about this book. Let them know that you read it in whatever language that you read it in, and that they would greatly enjoy it when they're able to read it themselves. Instagram, Patty A. Valenzuela. Facebook, Patty Valenzuela. Check us out. I mean, if you also want to check out our church page, which is mentioned, it's Ignite Movement.
Yes.
So, you know, check out Ignite Movement on both Instagram and Facebook. There's always content and videos posted there, so you can go ahead and check those out. The Patty Valenzuela podcast is the @gmail.com is the email you can send us your questions, and we are working through those. So that's all for today, guys. We hope that you enjoyed it, and we know that there's someone out there that you know who would enjoy this message, so go ahead and send it to them. So we thank you guys. God bless you, and take care.
Thank you for joining me. If you're listening through Apple Podcasts, don't forget to rate us and share with your friends and family. Leave us a comment and let us know what God has been doing in your life. Connect with me on my Instagram and Facebook, and check us out on our website, www.ignitemovement.org. Links down below. Until next time.